Right, let's find out about a band who had huge success when it came to the latter part of the 80s, ended up touring with some of the world's biggest acts. They find themselves coming to Wakefield on Friday to Warehouse 23. The band are To Pow, and we're joined on the phone by Carol Decker. Carol, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
Good, I'm really, really good. Yeah, I've just done a workout, making sure I'm all fit and no bingo wings on stage at Wakefield.
There you go.
Getting ready for the show.
Trying to make me feel guilty right from the off. I really should go to the gym and have not been in a long time.
Oh, well, I've got a gym in my garage, so that sounds fancy. It's actually not. It's just a gym garage, but I've got weights and a bit of a treadmill, and so every now and again I go, oh, better put a bit of effort in. So when I've got work coming up, I get a bit disciplined.
See, this sounds to me like you could actually run a gym. I mean, you've got the name Deckers. That would be perfect right from the off, you know.
I could do, couldn't I? Yeah, change of career. You never know.
Now, Carol, I know that when you come to Wakefield this Friday, you've got, you know, a great back catalogue of some brilliant music to play for everybody. When I look at your hits in the charts and things, that late 80s period, 87, 88, I mean, you had a number 4, a number 1, a number 9 song. In your life, that period must just have been crazy.
It just was intense and insane and fabulous and everything you can possibly imagine. We just, for that moment in time, we just hit the right notes, you know, literally and metaphorically. And it's, you know, continued ever since, really, with all the sort of tours and the 80s stuff that's going on. We never seem to stop working. It's fantastic. It provided me with a wonderful life and a long career.
Yeah, there's a real 80s nostalgia which kind of comes back in waves, and we've certainly seen, and I actually feel maybe the wave is quite long term at the moment.
Well, I did my first 80s tour with Kim Wilde, Go West and Paul Young in 2001. We did all the arenas, so it's crazy, and I haven't stopped since. And there seems to be more and more festivals, and we're off to Belgium to do a big festival out there soon. People just seem to, I don't know what it is, it's just diverse, creative, unique era, and people just seem to want to remember it. And we also have quite a lot of youngsters coming to the festivals. I think my own shows, it tends to be more fans that have followed the band since the late 80s, but the festivals, we see a lot of 20-somethings out there as well.
With the touring that you've done, I know you've toured with the likes of Bryan Adams in the past. You've toured at some big venues. What's it like to kind of go from touring and being in that size of venue and with that size of act, and then you find yourself at things like Wakefield? Does the show change at all? I mean, I appreciate that the time difference between the huge, like, Bryan Adams tour, I think you were on, weren't you, back in the sort of 80s to what's going on now. But is there like a different approach for you?
Not for me, no. Obviously, you know, those were the glory days, and we sold out our own arenas as well, but I give the same show, and people always comment on that, and I have the same attitude. People have paid money to come and see me, so I put in the same effort and the same show, no matter how big or small the stage may be.
I imagine that China in Your Hand is the one that probably gets the biggest reaction.
Usually, yeah. As you can imagine, because it was at number 1 for 5 weeks.
Now, when it comes to this show as well, is there lots of lights and things? Is it quite bright, or is it a more intimate sort of feel?
Well, that would be down to the venue. When we're doing a cool club like Warehouse 23, you know, that they've got the lights and the PA. I don't carry that with me, so it'll depend on how many light bulbs they've got.
Well, if you want,
I mean, in the old days, obviously we had Arctic trucks full of our own, you know, rig, and you work very closely with your lighting guy and your front of house guy as to how the show would go when you're doing your own big show like that. But when you just jump into independent venues, you use what they've got. But may I say that the standard has lifted countrywide, so you can, you know, we send off our techs back and they send those back to us, and I'm so impressed by the gear and also the fantastic young engineers that they have everywhere now. So, you know, I'm sure Wakefield's going to be great.
Well, if you want to go and see Carol at Warehouse 23 in Wakefield, you can go to the Warehouse 23 website. Tickets are available on there. It's been a real pleasure to speak to you, though. Carol Decker, thank you for joining us on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to the show.